All right, welcome back, everybody. The Prince George Cougars fall tonight by a 2-1 score in a shootout here this evening. A crazy game. Cougars, a ton of shots, but unable to win it in the shootout here tonight. Carter Rigby has joined us. Can you hear me all right, Carter?
Yep.
Wow, I mean, a crazy game here tonight. You peppered him. He ran into a really hot goalie here tonight. Ultimately, fall in the shootout. Curious to get your thoughts on this one. But from up here, I thought you guys did a lot of good things here tonight.
Yeah, it's, you know, like you said, a lot of shots. I thought the game started off a little slow. Execution-wise, we weren't, you know, at the top of our game. And, you know, they got a young goalie net that can battle and competed. And, you know, they're trying to fight to still make playoffs. So a desperate team. And they played well tonight, and unfortunately we couldn't make our chances count.
You know, it is a desperate team. They're fighting for a playoff, you know, for a playoff spot. You feel like your group matched that intensity and, I guess, desperation here tonight?
Not tonight, no. I thought, like I said, we were slow at times. We looked tired. We can talk about travel today and, you know, a lot of miles on that bus today. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, just when you're tired like that, details have to come into play, and we give up way too many odd man rushes, too long of shifts, and it adds up over the course of the game, and I just thought we were sluggish tonight.
Second and third period, and then you look at the terms of volume of shots that you had, you almost registered 50 here tonight, and you got a lot of, I guess, contributions up front like that. Again, on the road, it seems like that Hunter Lang line, again, had a lot of chances here tonight.
Yeah, I thought they were good. Langer hits the post on the one nice tip. You know, they were kind of driving a little bit of the offense and the momentum, especially in the O-zone for most of that game. And you know, Valley hits a post late. You know, a few that didn't go our way. But, we needed more out of everybody tonight. It's tough. And, you know, I've been on these trips where it's a day trip. You come down, you play in a tough barn like this with full crowds. It's never easy, but at the same time, disappointed, you know, in the overall effort, in a sense. Like I said, when you're tired like this, details have to be in place, and that's why you do lots of video and you do lots of coaching with that. And when you're tired, your brain goes a little bit, details are missed, and tonight they were.
Do you feel like, also on top of that, maybe like bearing down on your chances? I know you just mentioned you hit a couple of posts, but you think bearing down on chances maybe comes into play a little bit too, to scoring one here tonight on, what is it, 48 shots here tonight?
Yeah, give their goalie credit.
Yeah, 100%.
We had a lot of chances. I thought when we did have it in front of the net, we tried, and then he battled and scrambled. But a lot of those shots, too, were perimeter shots with no traffic in front. You know, at the first half, for sure, we wanted to kind of be soft and perimeter players, and we didn't really want to go to the net tonight, and it showed. And when you run into a goalie like that, that's seeing everything from the points, the Western Hockey League, for a reason, they're going to make those saves. So we got to do a better job at getting inside, making it difficult, and then if there's rebounds, yeah, bearing down and capitalizing on it, but definitely need to be hungrier in front.
In goal, Ty Young, you know, he didn't see a whole lot of shots in that second period, but my goodness, that save at the buzzer in overtime to take you guys to a shootout, another game where he played great in this building. He's, you know, winless in his last couple of starts. You felt for him a little bit with how good he played here tonight. Maybe just your thoughts on your goaltender here tonight.
Yeah, the save with seconds left was huge for sure. He gave us a chance to win, and that's what we expect out of, you know, our goalies, is giving us our chance to win, and he did his job tonight for sure.
It's a busy week, right? Like, you got a couple games here now. It's a quick reset, and yeah. Seattle coming here on Monday afternoon to the CN Center. More big points up for grabs. Maybe just some early thoughts on Seattle that just beat Everett here tonight, 4-3.
Yeah, you know, like you said, quick turnaround, get in, 4 or 5, whatever we get in the morning here, and we're right back at it for a 3 o'clock start on Monday against you know, a pesky team that is fighting too. You know, I don't think it went well for them tonight, but you know, they're going to be wanting to come into our barn, and you know, we've had success so far this year against them, and they're going to want to come up and pop us for two, especially try to get that split. So we got to rest and recover here as fast as we can, and you know, get some food in us and get home to bed, and we'll re-prep for Monday.
Carter Rigby, appreciate your time. Thank you for coming up here, and best of luck on Monday night, and I guess congratulations, you're in the playoffs.
Thanks, Cole.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show. Appreciate his time, as always. Let's